Ready?
So the audience knows that is an actual rooster next door.
It's a great neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Man, I thought I was late to work.
I think that was your starting signal.
Right? Yeah.
When the rooster crows.
How long do you think that Icarus was falling before he realized that he was no longer flying? How many here will steer clear of fear until the second that they're dying? Too many irons in the fire, you're bound to get burned. And every scar I have is another lesson that I learned. Call your friend or foe, or rest assured, title is well earned. Wrong's still the same, don't trust the ocean calling, the shore sees the tide, swallow the horizon. Plenty will appear to be near and dear, till it turns out that they're lying. Too many irons in the fire, you're bound to get burned. And every scar I have is another lesson that I learned. Call your friend or foe, or rest assured, title is well earned. Trying to outrun the past, caught behind the hourglass. Say that life goes by so fast. Must be running out of gas, cause I'm only moving slower every day. I'm growing older, so I watch the rubble smolder as I look over my shoulder. No, you can't fool me anymore. By now I've seen it all before. I think I can't endure when the future's in store. Focus on the moment, own it cause I chose it. Sleep with one eye open, no, I don't know how to close it. And I'm never worried because I know how to read the wind. Momentum on a sailboat, how to read the wind. Yeah, how to read the wind. How to read the wind, I how to read. Don't you know that when she blows, she's always got a tale to tell. Too many irons in the fire, you're bound to get burned. And every scar I have is another lesson that I learned. Free and easy in the breeze, just like a bird. Never worried because I know how to read the wind. My old man taught me on a sailboat how to read the wind. Yeah, how to read the wind. How to read the wind. I how to read the wind. Don't you know when she blows, she's always got a tale to tell.
That's Spike McGuire here with us on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the deepest end of summer almost. This is the Worst Little Podcast in the World, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. I've got Nick and Kim with me. We're having a good time. It's starting to get hot outside, but it's not that bad yet. We're going to have some Spike McGuire up tonight, but also right now in just a second, the cast of Fun Home at Good Luck Macbeth joins us.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Nailed it.
Such a pro.
Again.
You're not supposed to talk about it. Oh. Then it ruins the moment.
Oh. Imani, were you impressed at how well he did that?
Did what? That's it. I can see that in your eyes, right?
Very confused. Yeah.
Okay.
I stopped talking
Welcome to the club. Right
before the drum roll ended and the singing started again.
The meticulous way that he introduced the show.
If he does his job right, you won't know that he did it at all.
There you go.
But you guys keep pointing it out, so I guess I'm not doing it right.
Yeah, I can't think of a time when you haven't nailed it lately.
Yeah.
No, it's been good.
No, there was this one night in February, and I think I might have had a couple of adult beverages before the show.
I think you're known around town as a post nailer because you nail that post all the time.
If you need a post nailed, you call Rory.
Yeah, every Monday night, Rory's at Rick's house, nailing posts.
Nailing posts.
Hammering them right into the ground.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to make an award for you that's just like a hammer.
It's like we got a fence 10 years long now.
Hey, I helped you build a fence.
The post nailer.
Yeah. Isn't that a folk song, The Fence 10 Years Long?
It's one of his superpowers.
Fence building and post-nailing.
I would have believed you if you had said yes, Spike.
Hi, welcome back. It feels like it's been like weeks because it has.
Oh, it's been two.
Yeah. We took last week off.
Plural.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks since I've been in this lovely studio with all of you and 2 weeks since I've been in your ears entertaining you all.
Hi. Welcome back.
I'm sure everyone missed you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I miss the show. I go crazy without the show.
Me too.
My wife hates me if I don't, like, get out of the house once a
week.
Oh,
that must be great for her that you're not home every Monday?
A little bit.
She's in Vegas right now, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
You gotta have hobbies for a good
I'm sorry.
Sometimes... She is in parts abroad. Security will detail will not let... Yeah, she's in Vegas visiting her parents.
It's classified information.
Oh, and Riku's with her, right?
No.
Oh.
No, Riku's big mouth got her uninvited from that trip. She's at home right now playing Kingdom Hearts.
Oh.
Which, she has a week without mom and without little brother.
Oh, of course, little brother went with mom, of course.
Yeah.
Why would the parents come just to see
that
mom?
That was my Father's Day gift, a week without the wife and baby.
Oh, my God.
That's what she told me when she planned the trip.
Dads sometimes need dad time.
She was going to take both kids originally, but now it's, maybe Riku and Diana need a break, too.
That's true. Oh, maybe that's what it's about.
You know, that stepmom-stepdaughter relationship can sometimes get a little stressful.
That's the real Father's Day miracle. Yeah. The two of them aren't together.
Yes, it was Father's Day.
Happy Father's
recently.
Day, Nick.
Yeah.
Thank
Happy
you.
Father's
you
Day.
Too, Rory.
Yeah.
You too.
We did a fun Father's Day thing this weekend.
What'd you guys, Spike with Spike?
It was the Cheney Gang block party at by Noble.
I love that party.
They did a bunch of musicians. It was fathers and daughters fathers and sons played together.
Nice.
So Grace Hayes played with her dad, and then Spike played with his dad, and who else?
Anthony from Huckleberry Road played with his dad.
Nice. Yep.
The Sextones were there too.
Yep.
Sextones
closed out.
I'm sorry.
Did Max Vaughn play
Anthony
with Johnny?
Not Bobo, correct?
Johnny is in Hawaii. Yeah. They were supposed to play Johnny Bailey. Bailed.
Johnny Bailey bailed?
Yeah, he puts the bail in Bailey.
I will go on record as saying.
I'm
really shocked.
when Spike
it just
does,
goes with the name.
When Spike doesn't nail the mic technique, I'm just like, dude, you were in radio.
Well, every time,
I was.
Every time,
true.
Every time he loses at volleyball, it kills me, too, because he's got a great serve, but he doesn't have it.
Well, I was back at singing distance.
Spike.
You know. Now I'm here. I'm here at talking distance.
I love it when you're that close in my ear hole.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Hi, Spike.
Should we introduce everybody?
Welcome to the show.
We'll come back to me.
Yeah.
He's here all night. Let's talk to the people who are leaving.
I'll be here all week.
The ones we're kicking out early, is that what you're saying, Rick? Be kind to our guests. We might let them stay.
Oh, I'm really glad they're here.
Me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, my great pleasure to introduce my good friend, Jesse Briggs from Good Luck Macbeth.
Hello.
Jesse.
Hi. Jesse is the director of Fun Home, a musical is going up at Good Luck Macbeth in 2 weeks.
We open July 5th. So
July 5th,
just over 2 weeks.
It's Thursday. Remember, it's Thursday.
And she's been here before, and she's done a ton of things.
It's a Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Friday, actually. Yeah, because July 4th is that Thursday.
So, well, we're saying this show comes out on the Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we're pretending
so
like it's
two weeks.
Thursday right now.
It is 2 weeks.
That's some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Confuse your head with our future space math from the past. Anyway, it's always great to have you on the show.
It's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me again. Hi.
But you've brought some cast members. Would you do me the favor of introducing them to us all?
Gladly, yeah. So sitting to my left are two of the Allisons in the show. To my immediate left is Mallory Engstrom, and she's playing Allison at 43 years old, the character, not Mal. And then
I was gonna say, girl, like, you gotta have makeup on to pass for that.
And then to her left is Imani Campbell, and Imani is playing the smaller version of Allison, fittingly small Allison, or as we call her in the cast, Smallison.
Smallison.
Yeah.
Oh, she's shaking her head.
My dad, the guy who plays my dad, made up all of the nicknames for all of us. So there's Smallison, Mallison, and Smallison.
Schmallison, yeah, for the medium one. She's Schmedium.
Schmedium.
Oh, there's a third Allison in addition to these two?
Yeah, there's a college-aged Allison when she's starting to really discover herself. We'll probably talk about that in a little bit.
Well, welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
It's great to have you
Thank
here.
You so much.
Absolutely.
Are you excited? Are you a little nervous?
Kind of.
Are you more confused than
about
anything
the show
else?
Or about the fun home show?
The podcast both. Of the show. Yeah. I'm very confused because I've never heard of Fun Home before.
Okay. It's a new musical to you. I think it's going to be a new musical to a lot of people in Reno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty new musical. It came out I think it started premiering in 2014 and won Tonys in like 2015. Mm-hmm. So, wow. I mean, it's pretty dang recent.
Pretty, like, still wet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fresh off the presses.
Fresh off the national tour. Yeah. So we're actually very
fortunate.
Which is
fortunate. A great score for the theater here.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's a really big deal, and it's such an honor to be able to put on this show, especially since it's such a recent thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it comes from a graphic novel.
Yes. Yeah, so this is actually based on the true story of Alison Bechdel, who is a very famous lesbian cartoonist, and she has written a couple of graphic novels, but Fun Home is based on one of her graphic novels of the same name, Fun Home, a family tragicomic. Mm. And it's just, yeah, the whole musical is based on graphic novel.
Is it darkly funny?
It is darkly funny. Yes, you need to have a dark sense of humor. Although there are kids in the show, I wouldn't bring kids to it.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So then Imani, do you know that you're at a show where they don't let kids in?
Yeah, my parents told me that they said, oh, yeah, we're probably not going to bring your brother to the show. And I'm like...
And he's older than you or younger than
he's
you?
He's younger, actually.
Okay, okay. Now, do you get to see all of the scenes? Like, do you know everything that happens, or are there parts you don't get to see?
Well, I know everything that happens, but there are parts that I go backstage for. Especially.
We have a room downstairs for the kids to go during some of the scenes.
Are there other children?
Green room.
Three. And I got to say, it's been one of the special parts of the show is how talented the kids are and that they are part of this progressive and also very, deep conversation mm-hmm. and true story. Mm-hmm. They are excellent. I'd say it's very cool to come see them.
How old are you, Imani?
I am 10 years old.
Okay.
There are two other boys in the play,
mm-hmm.
But they're both older than me, and one of them's supposed to be younger than me, so...
That's you're what very, they call acting!
You're very mature acting.
She is. There's a joke in the cast. One night, she was taking some time to get into a scene, and she was explaining that was her process. So it's kind of been a running thing. It's like, oh, it's just my process.
Well, that's good.
Good girl.
What your process is.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Anything at Good Luck Macbeth is of high caliber, so mm-hmm. I can't wait to come see you act. I'm sure you're going to be great.
Thanks, Nick.
It's a really fun show to do, yeah. And I have I made a lot of cool friends over like the past two months.
Mm-hmm. 2 months, yeah.
2 months, yeah.
How did you get the part? Like, how was the audition process? You just heard about it word of mouth, or
I went out to coffee with Jesse a few months ago, and she said, do you want to audition for this play that I'm directing? So I said, yes. And so I auditioned for it, and I actually did one of the big songs in the play because we had to audition by sending her video, and I sung one of the songs in the play, and I sent it to her, and I woke up in the morning a few days later, and I was like, I got the part. And so I was really happy. So I really like this show. It's a really cool show.
Is this your first acting credit?
No, I've been acting. Well, I've been acting almost my whole life, but I've been in plays since I was 6.
Cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What's the last thing you did?
Where
would we know you from?
Well, last year I did an Art Town show. This is my third Art Town show.
Oh, yeah?
And I did Aladdin at Theater Works of Northern Nevada.
Oh, very cool.
And I played the parrot.
Oh, really?
Cool. Oh, the Gilbert Gottfried part.
Yeah. Can you give us a little bit of the parrot?
Do you remember? Did you do a voice for it?
Yeah, I had a lot of funny lines, and I don't think I remember any.
She's blanking right now. Too much pressure, man.
Yeah, she's got a different
plan. Well, she's got a new plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know, dude. You're already cooler than I am.
You're knocking her out of character.
So.
Really, you're making the rest of us feel lazy.
Right.
Imani, did Jesse say your name right?
Yes.
What's your name again?
Imani.
No, your last name.
Oh,
Valley.
So Imani Valley.
Oh, she said Imani Valley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Holy shnikes.
That's a part of my name.
You were such a pro to not even say anything and just let that slide by.
Dang. I was like, because, I mean, the past
Jessie's
couple of times.
Jessie's power as director has gone to her head. She is changing the names of her actors at will.
I'll call you what I call you.
It's her stage name, guys. It's her stage name.
And how about yourself? Have you been in any other productions locally where would we have seen you before?
I haven't been in a local production in a few years. The last one I did was Rent at TMCC, where I was a counterpart with Jesse in the play.
Okay.
So that was really great. I teach high school music, and I have been producing plays with young adults for the last 5 years. So it's really been wonderful to be
back on
the other side and enjoying the company of good cast and crew members. And I am a fan of GLM. It's my first show there.
Welcome.
And,
wonderful.
Yeah, I am really excited because I go to all of their shows, and I have high expectations and for myself now, which made me a little nervous. But I'm very, very excited. And grateful.
Super.
Yeah.
Do all the people who play Allison get together and kind of talk about her who she is and stuff? Or
well, I mean,
do you draw like a connect the dots between all of you?
That would be fun to do. I think we haven't done too much like sitting down and kind of creating our own theories per se, but because this is a real person, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we've read the graphic novel, I mean, it's pretty easy to tie the dots. Mm. But we do watch each other perform these different parts of her life every night in rehearsal, and that has been so interesting. And sometimes hey, should I say this line more the way the other girl's name is Natalie, should I say this line with her inflections or not? And so we are still working out those kinks, and I think as we get into these last few weeks, those details are going to probably come to life.
And it's hard not to look at her because mm-hmm. she's always like the center of attention when she's like having her lines, and it's hard not to look at her because I'm a memory
mm-hmm.
and she is real time. So
I'm basically a narrator, kind of telling the
everyone. So you're on stage at the same time.
And I got to say, it's been a challenge for me as well, because I am explaining what's happening to the audience, but also I'm drawing on stage quite often. And I talk to someone once in the entire show. The rest is just me kind of setting the scene, and they all are reenacting my memories that I am drawing on the page. So it is tough to be so close.
You're the Stan Lee of the show.
I wonder what Alison Bechdel would say about that superhero lesbian cartoonist. I think she would dig it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the little box at the top where the printing's different, and it's not a bubble; it's a swear. That's how you know it's narration and not spoken text.
Yes.
Yellow, typically yellow.
Right, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, and she starts her lines with caption mm-hmm. so that I think she's basically making the graphic novel in the play.
Yes. Mm.
There you go.
Just realized.
Spoiler alert.
Woo! Yes.
That's cool, though. True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cool to see you notice that right here in front of our eyes.
Well, and I love graphic novels. They're like my favorite book that I like to read. So this is like perfect for me.
What's the last one you read?
Well, since I recently just moved to an elementary school, my new friend, she said she had this book called Click. And she never had time to give it to me so I could read it. So I checked it out from the library, and I recently just read it. So it's called Click, and I forgot who it's by. Oh, I just remembered. Kayla Miller, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Right. What's that about?
It's about a fifth grade girl who loves performing and stuff. And
man.
She has a fifth grade talent show, and she wants to be the host of... because she couldn't find a group that she could click with. So she was
She wants
the host.
To be the MC, the host. Yeah. Yeah, I like this story already.
I'm going to go read that.
I never found any bands that I could click with, so I just host things. Like this podcast.
Well, he did until he was in his 40s. No, I'm just saying.
Rory's not in his 40s.
He's late to the game.
I'm in my 60s. I'm an old man.
We're so old, Imani. Life has already passed us by.
Can we get a little sound check from Spike here, you think? And then maybe say goodbye to you in the next segment? Or do you have to jet out right away?
Yeah, what's your bedtime, Imani?
Last night I went to bed at 9:30.
Okay, so
you're a partier.
Coming up on an hour away from that.
Yep.
What do you think? How long do you think you could stay up?
Do you want to hear Spike play another song, or does it just scare you?
Oh, yes.
She just shook her head. Yeah.
Cool. Does Spike seem like a nice man or a scary man?
He would make a great Santa Claus, like a young Santa Claus.
That was the answer I was hoping for.
Well, I do give presents to Santa Claus. And he still gives presents to me. I just don't understand why. This is so confusing. Okay.
You want to play Spike?
Yeah, now we're all scared.
Were you waiting for the rooster to crow?
I was waiting for the rooster to crow. Psych.
I started thinking about that goddamn rooster too. Gosh darn rooster too much.
And now you're trying to play it with the rhythm of a cock-a-doodle-doo, not your own song.
All right. This is a song about how it's okay to make mistakes.
If I got back all the time I wasted, I wonder just how much time I'd have saved, cause these minutes make up hours. Now it's had to days. These days fade to years, and years they slip away. If I got back all the time I wasted, well, would it be enough? Set the record straight, could I trade time made being early, time I was running late? It's crazy to be lazy, but baby, maybe that's my fate. If I got back all the time I wasted, I wonder how much longer I could live in the past, cause I'm catching my reflection in the hourglass. Say I'm moving slow, but it feels more like I'm dying fast. Thank you. All there's to do now is keep on marching forward. Just keep on marching forward, cause I'll never get it back. Be able to keep from losing more. May I lose the battle, but someday I'll settle the score. Yeah, may I lose the battle, but someday I'm gonna find out what it was for. You know, out here in Nevada, baby, we're all battle born.
Woo!
Yeehaw. Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Heck yeah. You know that thing where you're trying to be really, really quiet, and then you end up stepping on all the cracks in the house or whatever, and everything creaks?
or like knocking over a beer during somebody's song.
And I hit the microphone, too, but I think it was off.
It's funny. I was like, I'm going to close my eyes, and I was like, man, it smells like a real show now.
I was taking a video of Spike, and then I noticed that there's a Taste of Chicago poster right behind him, and I was trying to figure out what it said.
It's
so
for
I leaned
our good
forward,
friends,
and
the
everything
Grimtones.
Went to hell. And a handbasket. So yeah.
Yeah, the Grimtones are going to be a Taste of Chicago next weekend here.
According to the poster.
Yeah, Saturday the 2nd, 8 to 10 p.m. Go check it out. It's an anniversary party.
That makes me think they've been recording
second
20
seconds.
I was going to say, who put that cleverly placed poster?
This past weekend.
Man, that was so convenient for me to like be able to have the information to just say at will to the audience. It's like
very
somebody
clever.
Planned it.
Very shrewd, Michelle Bell.
Stuck it straight in front of Rory.
Oh, man. Speaking of Michelle Bell, she's going to be here soon.
Oh, yeah?
On July 22nd, actually, with James McCarg and or Ryan James, sorry. And then it's going to be Michelle and Carter and then Rachel from Failure Machine. And then his buddy Jeff. They're all starting kind of a jam band together. So they're all going to be here. They're going to play
a new Sonic Nightmare.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Wow.
Nightmare.
Oh, wait, and that, like in the River Bottom Nightmare band kind of way.
I'm like, that sounds awesome. So yeah.
River Bottom Nightmare band.
But yeah, before that happens, go see her at Taste of Chicago. Go see Michelle. Yeah.
Very cool.
And I'll link that on the blog. So
yeah. Yay, Saturday.
Again, when does the play open? When is Fun Home open?
It opens Friday, July 5th, so that y'all can enjoy July 4th camping and what have you. And then
come back and get yourself some theater.
Get yourself some theater, some culture, some art town.
Some musical theater.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly. Art town.
Oh, it is art town now. July 1st starts,
town,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's still a couple weeks away from now.
But it's soon. It's coming up. It's not.
Well, you can buy the tickets whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next segue. And over at Brown Paper Tickets, just search Good Luck Macbeth or Fun Home, and I bet that's what pops up first.
Or if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you can follow us. Our handle is Good Luck Macbeth. And we've got a direct link to everything there.
Good Luck Macbeth also has their own Patreon page. Check them out at patreon.com/goodluckmacbeth. And while you're there, don't forget to stop by at the Worst Little Podcast Patreon page. And don't forget, with every $5 subscription, you get extra bonus content every week direct in your email.
I played $10 worth of bonus content this week alone.
Oh, yeah.
What a savings.
Oh, what a bargain.
Speaking of, I think we have a new donor, don't we, Rick?
We do!
New donor alert.
Ding, 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 because we don't really have a bell.
thank you so much, John Michael Gray.
John Michael Gray.
You are the best.
We salute you.
He's a new listener, but he likes what he hears.
Yay!
Thank you, John.
Awesome.
Thanks.
And because John gave us enough money, he's getting the extra show every week. And this week
twice.
On the extra show, this I said the same thing two times. And this
you
week
give
on
us
the extra $15
show, and you'll get three emails of the same content.
I really won't do that. And then this week on the extra show, Spike sang a song about cheating on your wife.
That is not what that song is about. Also, that song is a cover. This is like, man, you're just throwing me under the bus. If anyone thinks that I'm some kind of a bad person, I'll pay $5 for your first month so you can go back and listen to the conversation.
Oh, my God.
Good one.
That's a first. That's a Worst Little Podcast first.
Yeah. And let's just get this one out of the way, too. This is Reno, sponsors the Worst Little Podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
And there's a link on This Is Reno to every week's show, which is really nice of Bob Conrad. And we salute you as well, sir.
Amen.
This we is salute Reno. You, Bob.
.com.
Reno journalist since before he could steal cigarettes.
Yes. Reno journalist since they called this place Lakes Crossing.
Bob goes back to welcoming Mark Twain to town and giving him his first job.
He's not really that old.
He's a vampire. It's fine. He is.
He's
old.
The same age as us. That's what you do when you get older. You tease your friends.
About being body. Older than you.
Yeah. I already do that.
Hey.
All right.
Oh, man.
How long does the show run?
It runs through July 27th. Thank you. Yeah, and July 27th.
How okay. long is the show?
It is 90 minutes. It is one act. There is
no intermission.
Intermission.
Wow. Strong offering.
It's like going to the movies. You're in and out.
It's like going to the movies.
Oh, man. Remember when movies were only 90 minutes long?
The good old days.
Like, really? That was in our... In my lifetime, no, movies went from being the length of the Muppet movie, which is about 65 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Really? You ever seen a little movie called Das Boot? I'm pretty sure that came out before you were born. It's like 4 hours long.
Well, okay, but no, but a lot of popular movies for adults and
this
kids were in the 60 to 90 range
in
well through the 80s.
Hmm.
But then in the 90s, we started getting the two-hour films like Tombstone. You know, and like these serious drama, Silence of the Lambs.
Silence.
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wait, were you in that?
Yeah.
And honorarily?
Honorarily.
Okay, I was going to say.
She was our chorus, our choir manager, coach. Oh,
yeah.
She sang from backstage and made us sound better.
Oh. Aw,
thanks. And I played Precious.
Yeah.
The dog.
The dog.
I just barked off stage.
I was going to say, what?
Don't
I thought
my
you
dog.
Meant like a separate stage production.
Originally cast
in
the show, work commitments took her away.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But then she was able to still come back and really be a part of the directing coaching team.
Yeah, and it was a really cool way to get involved with GLM. That was my first thing.
Well, that was and your first GLM
that
show?
That was my first GLM show, oh. Yeah.
Oh. It was my first as an actor as well.
Look at us go.
You played the psychologist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I was there. It was a good show.
That was quite a lot.
I love that show.
I wasn't 100% prepared for Cody's part when he turned around. Yeah, I was...
I was ready for that.
That's why Rick bought it.
I bet you were.
Rick's known Cody since Cody was 17.
Yes.
That's why he bought the ticket.
That's why he went three times.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
I was like, I knew it
We're talking 20 years ago, people.
I know.
We were all much younger and stupider. All right. Younger, at any rate.
Well, you know.
But we can talk about this after Imani's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imani, you've never seen Silence of the Lambs, right?
It's kind of scary.
Oh, you got to see it. It's so good.
It's a horror
good
movie.
Answer.
And if you like that,
it's
Dad,
rated
then watch
R. 7. I hope you didn't see it.
Actually, when GLM was doing that show, I had a colleague come up to me and was like, hey, I'm taking out some high schoolers for this night out. They do their Finer Things Club. I'm totally telling on it. But, oh my gosh, he told me where he was going. And I was like, me too. Do you know what you're doing tonight? And so uncomfortably, you know, the show already. And then I was sitting through it with high schoolers that I knew some of them from high school.
Rad.
It was
like
weird.
Like seniors or like...
Well,
sophomores.
Like a mixture, but no, I guess none of them seemed like young freshmen. Where I, but it was you know, I knew what I was getting into, but it was an interesting way to attend a GLM
now
show.
I'm like, now I'm like, I want to know who because I know a whole bunch of like
it was
English
very
theater
funny.
Teachers.
Oh, yeah.
That
you might yeah.
We'll I was later. Sitting okay. when I went to Silence of the Lambs. I was sitting in the front row with a bunch of old, like blue-haired ladies, like
Ooh.
Season ticket holders, and
nice.
Right in the middle,
they were shocked. Like some of them got up and left. They had no idea.
We did our job then.
Yeah, yes, that's how you know it's good.
Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah.
Oh. Rory.
Oops. All right, Rory.
I win.
Yeah. First one to blow it.
You've heard adults say bad words and know you're supposed to ignore it, right?
There are a lot of bad words.
Yeah, so you guys pointed it out. If you just rolled along, she would have played like she had never heard it.
You know, can we just take a minute to address that really the only bad words are ones that you say with mean intentions behind them? And that's what it's really all about.
True.
That's true. God.
That wow.
Dude, the truth.
Just like Jean-Luc Picard, Spike is right about everything.
I think it comes with being bald.
Are you also a part-time philosopher? I mean, guess songwriting is philosophy in it. Yeah.
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 Comes with the job. I ask stupid questions sometimes.
That's right. You'll get there
one
day,
my son. I spill
beer
sometimes. That's all good.
All right. Well, this segment that was brought to you by what is it? This is Reno. we're going to.
What's up, Reno?
Imani, did you want to tell the audience any other things before we let you go?
What does everybody need to know about this show? Why should they go see it?
My parts are cool.
Yeah.
The girl.
That's as fine an endorsement as anybody can give.
Well, I can't wait to see you act. That's awesome.
Heck yeah.
I'm excited. Not really.
Yeah, you are.
I'm scared.
Aw.
That'll all go away as soon as you step on stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your summer after the show?
Wait,
that's the end of the summer,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
oh,
I
forget.
Stole her summer.
Washoe County gets back in late first week August.
Yeah. This year's a little
second week of the 10th.
Well, I think we have like 2 or 3 weeks before school starts, and I'm going out to Lovelock for a week because that's what I do every summer.
Awesome.
What's in Lovelock?
They just drop her off on the side of the
road.
There's a hunting
and she hikes back and takes 3 weeks.
That's exactly what we did today. That's exactly what we did. We dropped off our dogs and then just left my brother on the side of the street. My mom's from Lovelock, and I have my aunt and my uncle and my cousins and my grandma there.
Oh, sweet.
Cool. Family. That's awesome.
And we love rural Nevada. Can you say rural? Is Lovelock even rurally?
Rural.
Rural.
Rural. It still is.
Rural.
Sort of.
Rural. No, wait. Rural. No, no, can't say it.
Well, if you ever see Chewie, tell him we said hi.
She doesn't know who Chewbacca is.
Well. Oh, yes, I do.
You know Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Well,
our Chewbacca?
Yeah. She knows the Star Wars Chewbacca.
She's talking about actual Chewbacca. Oh. Yeah.
That guy.
No, we've got a buddy we call Chewbacca.
Yeah, he's one of our hosts.
You wouldn't recognize him. He's not very hairy.
He often visits Lovelock.
I'm gullible enough, I would have believed you.
All that stuff. Well, yeah, and Allison, his daughter, they could be friends.
They could,
you know?
Yeah.
Very easily. That's so true. All right.
Hey, we've painted ourselves into a corner yet again. This uncomfortable silence brought to you by Felix Polanski, somebody who doesn't even exist anymore.
It's Felix Danger now. Yeah, that's true. A lot of this stuff our listeners will know, so you don't...
Nick, don't explain the joke to her.
I know.
She's not going to get it.
I just feel awkward when people are like, what are you talking about?
He's drawing pictures in the air to try to describe the joke.
Should we get a song from Spike?
That might help reset things. But,
please save us, Spike.
Are you guys still here? Are you bouncing out? I know somebody has to go to bed soon.
Yeah, somebody has to go to bed in like 35 minutes.
Oh.
If you would like Mal and I to stick around, or me, or whatever,
yeah,
I'm down to clown.
You guys are down. Yeah,
I can stay up a little later tonight. I don't mind pushing it back.
Well,
a few
Imani,
minutes.
I want to thank you for being on our stupid show.
If I had to. Okay.
I hope you had a lot of fun. Was it scary?
She's shaking her head.
Yes. Would you do it again sometime? You have to talk.
If I thought about it, yes.
Oh.
Well, you were great.
You are very diplomatic, young lady. That's going to take you far in this world.
I give everybody on this show a quiz, but since you have to leave, I'm only going to ask you one question. If you were a ghost, where would you haunt? She's freaking out.
My old house.
Nice. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, what was her last name? Because you messed me up.
God dang it. I did mess you up. Imani Valley.
Imani Valley. Valley. Thank you for being on the show, young lady. You'll have prizes waiting in the green room outside.
Yeah.
Just kidding. There's lots of homework.
Yeah.
My mom will still give me a prize.
And we do have your mom with us, so the audience isn't petrified about what's going on.
Right. Well, have a great night, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks at the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's a song.
Rory asked Imani about ghosts and haunting, and this actually, coincidentally, is a song about, you know, kind of ghosts and haunting. It's referenced. I wrote the song in a yurt. In Wolf
a yurt?
Creek. Yeah.
A yurt?
I had never been in a yurt before.
Like a small tent?
Fucking hippie.
Was this at Burning Man or like on the steps?
Oh, don't ask him about Burning Man.
Let's not even go there.
Was this on the steps of Eurasia where you were in a yurt?
Yurt Asia. No, this was in...
Your mom is Asia.
This was in Wolf Creek, Oregon. I was on tour up there with Buffalo Moses. And I was like...
We don't know that guy. We don't like him.
Oh.
No, okay. Just kidding.
I was like...
No, we love him.
I know.
I was like, hey, Brian, you want to go jam in this yurt? And he's like, no, I'm going to take a nap. And thank God, because then I'd have to give him a co-write on this song, and I don't want to do that.
Oh, wow. So writing credit, Spike McGuire, but not Brian.
All songs by Spike McGuire, but this one specifically not by Buffalo Brian. Moses.
I've been trying to get your attention, dying again with the best intentions, and it ain't as easy as it seems. No, it ain't as easy as it seems to tell my days from my dreams. To tell my days from my dreams. How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? Suppose I'm a ghost. I am unseen by most. They don't know I'm so close. Yeah, I'm right under their nose. And it ain't as easy as it seems. No, it ain't as easy as it seems to tell my days from my dreams. To tell my days from my dreams. How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? I haunt the same frights night after night. I fight the same fights. It'll all be alright. My sights on new heights. Just gotta hang tight. One day I might return to the light. How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? How do I get through? Oh, maybe to you. How do I get through? Oh, baby, tell you. How do I get through? How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? How do I get through? How do I get through to you? How do I get through to you? Nice.
That was nice. Can you guys hear the crickets, or is that just me?
Oh, man, I thought that was just in my head, you know?
So nice.
No,
nice for you. Boy, you try finishing a song, all you hear is crickets. It's a nightmare.
I actually called them up and told them to come over for the end of the song.
Oh, that was perfect.
They were cued by the rooster.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
When the rooster clocks out, the crickets clock in.
That's right. Yeah. That's how this works. So what did you guys all do this weekend?
I enjoyed Father's Day and did a whole lot of
nothing
stuff around the house.
Oh. What did the baby get you?
Nothing. Smiles.
See?
Poo.
Babies don't care.
I got to change his diaper like a bunch of times. So, oh, a brief story. We went to visit Diane at her new work, Peg's Ham and Eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Of a man. And we discovered that we should not be taking the baby to visit Mama at work because he just doesn't understand.
Oh
that must be so hard.
Oh, my God. He kept screaming and crying.
He just wanted
her. Luckily, we're also friends with, like, the manager there, and she kept bringing over fruit and sticking it into his mouth whenever he'd scream.
But, like, why isn't Mom paying attention?
His eyes were locked on
her
the whole time.
It's not like it ever gets busy there.
No, she had lots of free time to ignore him with. on Father's Day Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody was there. It was a ghost town. but yeah, I had a chill week. I didn't do anything.
What about you? What about you, Nick?
Dude.
You
I went
did
on
some
tour.
Stuff.
Went on tour with Eddie in the subtitles.
Fuck yeah.
Roadie for Eddie.
Where'd you go?
We went to Bishop. And stayed the night there, and we played at McMurray's. I saw a John Underwood sticker there.
Oh, nice. Tight.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I saw the John Underwood sticker at the Doll Hut. That's right.
Where's
no,
that?
No, Greg Gilmore was saying that he might have played McMurray's. Have you ever played this bike?
No, the last few times I've been down there, it's been at Mountain Rambler Brewery.
Okay.
I think that I've heard good things about McMurray's also.
Yeah, it was cool, man. There's a local band down there, Grimace, who are like, in between metal and punk, and they opened up the show, and they were kind enough to bring down the PA for us, which was
rad.
Cool.
Nice.
The Shames got to do a little set right before Eddie. And
awesome.
It wasn't like super crowded. It's Bishop. There's not a lot
of
people.
Sure, yeah. It's not a huge town.
Man, they bought up a bunch of merch, and they just loved the show. One of the guys from Grimace was screaming at Eddie. He's like, Eddie, you just blew my balls off. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? He's drunk, but he was just yelling at Eddie. Why didn't you tell me? It's like, and Eddie,
I showed you.
Eddie's 70 years old. He started a punk band down in L.A. He's from Reno, which is awesome, but he moved to L.A., started a punk band down there in the early 70s, late 70s, early 80s, and they were called Eddie and the Subtitles. One of the first punk bands out of that area, way before the Black Flags and the Circle Jerks and all this stuff. And there's
that
a poster of them right there.
Now, yeah.
We sold a shit ton of those posters too. Props to Nikki Knuckles, who's the artist on that one.
Nice.
It was crazy. So Bishop, the kids were awesome. I call them kids, but they're a bunch of grown-ups. It's in a bar, so obviously.
At a rock and roll show, we're all kids.
Yeah. It was
until
fun,
our
man.
Knees give out.
And then, so after Bishop, next day was the first night at the Doll Hut, which was inside the bar. Doll Hut's kind of a smaller spot. I'd say it's comparable to, like, what is that, 40 Mile? It's about that size, maybe a little bigger than the 40 Mile. And there's a horseshoe, there's some video games, a nice backyard. And there were a bunch of people there for that. A lot of older folks, because Eddie's an older guy and they just want to come see their buddy, you know. And shit, we sold a shit ton of merch there.
Nice.
Like the first night we ran out of the anthology, Rick.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, we got to print up some more of those. when we go back.
Nick's never sold this much merch in one night in any of his own bands.
Nope. I haven't.
So that was, okay, so where's the Doll Hut? What city?
Doll Hut's in Anaheim.
And then where'd you go after
which
that?
Which is right by Disneyland, so oh, we yeah, actually get to watch
first place of my wife.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just found that out, actually.
Wow, far out.
So where did you guys go after that?
But well, we didn't go anywhere. We stayed in Anaheim because we had a second night at the Doll Hut. Oh, okay. But this was the outdoor show that was all ages. Mm. And there was a lot more people there the second night.
Wow. Rad.
Yeah, and there was like six bands that night, too.
Oh, that's
and they're all great. The Hodge.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, the Hodge came back. Yeah. The Rattlesnakes, of course.
Good.
The Jasons. They all wear Jason masks, and they were great, man. They were great to photograph too. Nice.
Now, really what awesome. Kind of music do they play? And please tell me it's like Euro pop.
It's like a cross between Kiss and hardcore punk.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
So much better if it was like Britpop Weezer kind of shit.
No, they were leather jacket, you know, misfits, horror punk, like a horror punk band.
Right.
Very cool, very cool. And all the other bands were great too. I wish I could remember all the names. And the really cool thing was my dad came down on Friday and met us in Anaheim and helped sell the merch and document because we're making a film about Eddie.
Yeah.
And
Travis, right?
Yeah, with Travis Calvert. Yeah.
Wait, was Travis there with you guys?
No.
Oh.
No, he couldn't make
but
it.
But in general.
One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I got some footage on an iPad thing.
Sweet.
But anyway, it was really cool to see all the people who missed Eddie. You know, they thought he was dead and shit. I haven't seen him in 30-something years.
Holy shit, damn.
Rad.
And
here he is with another bunch of punks behind him still playing music.
These, yeah, and I heard some guys say, Eddie's playing with some girls. Like, they were surprised, like, or something. And the girls ripped. I mean, it's basically the Shames backing up Eddie with Scott Bates, the new drummer, who's a ripper.
Scott.
He's also an Elephant Rifle and Slow Wow and... This kid's just an amazing musician in Reno. And it was just really neat to see Eddie finally get some love. He was a rock star down there, and it was rad to watch him get his due. And I got a bunch of footage and stuff, and hopefully that'll come out.
Nice.
But the trip was just great, and it paid for itself. It was a very successful tour. Eddie talked about having one Tunduli come out on the road with us sometime.
Fuck
which
yeah.
Which would be really cool.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be an awesome show.
And Eddie was, it was awesome the whole way there and the whole way back. He was just a sweet, you know. Sometimes you hang out with Eddie and you don't know what you're going to get. But this, on the road, he's a professional. He did really good. And I was basically the road.
I called him that once. No.
I was basically the road manager, but I prefer the term band mom.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was the band mom.
Cool.
And
thanks.
I kicked ass for them, and I really liked doing it. I think that's something I'm pretty good at, being a musician myself, but kind of, you know.
Dude, they're all so fucking fun.
You know
too.
What to look for.
What look for and what to do and, you know, how to approach people and stuff. My dad was great. He watched the merch for us. He helped document. It was Father's Day weekend, so we got to hang out.
Nice.
And make some memories, and we made some good ones. He's not a punk rocker. He's an older...
Groove rocker.
Yeah, he's like in the soul and funk, and he likes the old 60s stuff.
Jam band.
But he was learning about punk rock the whole time, and he was like... Everyone here is really nice. I know, Dad. They look scary to you,
but
they're really nice.
Nobody
right?
spit on him. Yeah.
No, they were all nice. They were having deep conversations with them, going, you know, back. And, mm-hmm. and my dad had a really great time. And so that was really great.
Awesome.
And, yeah. And we had a bunch of, you know, when you go on the road, you hit some restaurants and this and that and have a little adventure. It was really, really cool.
Nice. Sweet. I'm glad you had a good Father's Day.
Yeah. And
sounds like everybody did.
Yeah, check out the Eddie and the Subtitle stuff. They have a new album that's going to be coming out, and I'm going to probably go on tour for that again.
Fuck yeah. We got to have them on the show.
Yeah.
Get them on the show.
We're looking at September, maybe.
Okay.
If
we
possible.
We have a few more dates in September, but they're
yeah,
going
that,
fast. Mm-hmm.
Only because they saw the calendar. I'm like, what's free? September.
We're getting booked up. We've got some really good stuff coming up, actually. We got Darabello. Thanks to Spike for hooking me up with some
Who's Darabello?
Awesome recommendations.
Duo.
Talk about Darabello. Do you know?
Cello Joseph Tatum, who I believe also plays with the Reno Phil.
Yeah,
yes,
he's just a phenomenal cello player. him and a drummer whose name I'm blanking on. I feel terrible about, but it's just it's really awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was trying to get them booked at a couple of, you know, their stuff is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you haven't seen them, I highly recommend checking it out.
We got them, and then we got the Sextones because Spike introduced me to Alex Sexton yesterday.
Oh,
on the street. Yep.
Alex is my neighbor at the artist loft.
So oh, right. Cool.
He told me about that. Yeah.
He's a fifth floor guy. Yeah.
Yeah, they said cool. that they know you and like. You mention it, and then like everybody mentions it, but then it never happens because they never like write it down or whatever. And so I was like, "I've got my calendar. Let's do this right now."
I'm the guy who says, "We love to get you on the show," and then nothing ever happens.
Yeah, let's get you on the show in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so I nailed them down. They're going to be there. So we've got that. We've got Knockdown next week coming on the show.
They show up with their
right on.
And them. We've got Jade Brody, who I am super fucking excited about. She is a new up-and-comer in Reno. She lives in Winnemucca.
It's like folk music?
Yeah, folk music, singer-songwriter stuff. She's a badass.
Like
she's,
old school country. She's She's a train engineer?
Yeah. Like literally works on the train.
She's a badass.
Yeah, oh no, we will. But anyway, yeah, so that's what we've got going on. And then Spike has got some cool stuff happening too.
I got all kinds of stuff coming up.
Talk to me about what you've got happening.
Well, in the Loudest Folk realm, we're doing Loudest Folk up at Valhalla.
Valhalla?
That's so exciting.
The great Viking afterlife?
Yeah.
You're all going to die and burn yourselves on a boat out on the lake of Tahoe? No.
I don't know if we're going to take it that far. No, there's a really nice theater up near King's Beach built in an old boathouse.
Mm-hmm.
And the velvet curtain across the back opens up to just a stunning view of the lake. It's literally like right on the water. So really excited to be in there, and we've got a great lineup for that one. I got Sam Chase coming up from San Francisco.
I think we need to explain what Valhalla really is, though.
Is that not what I just said?
Do we? Yeah, some of our listeners maybe don't know the Lake Tahoe geographical thing.
I've never been there.
Maybe I don't know
enough. It's still at Camp Richardson?
Sure, I think so.
Valhalla, it's the Ren Fair.
No, that's not. No. Camp Richardson's
South Lake. The Ren Fair is also called Valhalla, but this is an actual place.
It's an old boathouse. See, I thought you're like a featured performer at the Ren Fair or something.
No, this is why this is a big deal. It's because this beautiful-ass venue.
Isn't the island in Lake Tahoe, in the little alcove part of Lake Tahoe, the little toe thing, you know, that island is
like
called
an
Valhalla.
Bay? Is it?
Yeah, that's...
There's a house.
All right. Rick, look up Valhalla Lake Tahoe.
Spike's
place I'm
somewhere
about is
in
an
Lake
old,
Tahoe.
It's a theater called Valhalla. It's built in an old boathouse.
Oh, okay.
It's like an old boathouse with like
lake.
Well, the theater is right on the lake, so the back curtain just opens up to a big glass window, and the lake is just... there.
Oh, nice.
It's really cool. Yeah, I got some pictures on the phone. So I got Sam Chase coming up from San
Francisco. Oh, hey, show them to us so the audience can see.
Sam Chase and...
Sam Chase, and I have Jesse and Jenny of the Dead Winter Carpenters.
Yes.
And then Rage Pot and Buffalo Moses and myself.
Fuck
yeah.
Nice lineup.
So it's going to be a great show, and I'm excited. I'm playing with the Dead Winter Carpenters full band August 10th in Carson City for their amphitheater series thing that they're doing.
Yeah, that's always a good event.
Yeah, and then I'm putting out a new album on the 4th of July called Salute to America with all the political numbers on there.
There's nobody more patriotic than Spike McGuire.
That's right.
Yeah, and that'll be July's Loudest Folk, right?
Yeah, it just so happens to be a first Thursday this year for the 4th of July, so we're having a big old Loudest Folk party at Picnic.
It's gonna be crazy.
We might have some album for sale.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing more American than selling things.
That's right.
The Valhalla Boathouse Theater is a unique cultural resource in the Tahoe Basin, indeed in all of Northern California and Northern Nevada. No other arts venue showcases Tahoe heritage and the stunning beauty of the lake like the Boathouse Theater. Patrons sitting in the theater are treated to a view of the lake like no other through the floor-to-ceiling windows behind the stage. The interior, preserved with exposed beams and wonderful natural acoustics, is both intimate and grand, creating an experience unrivaled in performing arts venues.
The only beams I want to see better have clothes on.
Dude, motherfuckers, it was built in the late 1800s.
Rick,
it's really an incredible place.
When does that event go live, and when are tickets on sale?
You know, I think if you go to the Valhalla website, I think tickets may already be live.
Yes, if you go to the Valhalla website, the very first page, or the Valhalla Tahoe website, and it pops up right when you go to Google. If you type Valhalla, it'll immediately show Valhalla Tahoe, cool. And you click on that, and then you just jump through
all the different people that are playing are the very first picture that you see, and you click on any one and you can buy tickets.
Oh, very cool.
Good. Yeah, get your tickets now, because that's going to be how many people? What's the
I think of the capacity of that theater is 160. So, yeah.
That's going to be tight.
Hey, you know what's got a similar capacity? Good luck, Macbeth Theater.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
Jesse's still with us.
Speaking of tickets, where else can we get those again?
Brownpapertickets.com. You can check us out on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're kind of on Twitter.
The actual website itself, but that all takes you back to Brown Paper Tickets.
Yeah, all takes you back.
And the box office, if you can come by and find it open.
Yes. I basically live at GLM now that the show's happening. So you can always stop by, and more than likely someone will be there. Probably me.
Come meet Jesse and buy tickets.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting coming up here in just a couple of weeks as well. Rick, what do you have exciting coming up? Anything?
I am finishing up the Heterophobia album, and I'm finishing up the Grimtones album. So those two things are like really, and we just finished the last tracking of the last song on the Grimtones album this last weekend, and the weekend before last, I think, no, somewhere around there, we finished up all the stuff on the Heterophobia album. So I've got like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to fucking get all of that done.
A whole lot of listening to
it's,
isolated
it's really
vocal
exciting.
Tracks.
Oh my God, and this next weekend I'm starting the Basement Tapes. Is coming by to do some stuff.
Oh, wow.
So Basement Tapes is going to be in the studio this next weekend. So I mean, I've got so much shit going on.
Sweet.
And I've got the this guy Homage is a homage
uh-huh. Homage
the bakery
homage.
No, homage. it's a guy a local a guy from Carson City who does hip hop and every time a hip hop guy calls me it's always like yo and they talk all this stuff and they say all this stuff and then they always cancel because they're in jail or something like
Whoa.
I swear
My
to God.
God
or in the hospital like every time I've scheduled somebody for a hip hop song and I'm not and these are people I haven't even met I just hear them over the phone. It's always this horrible experience, and I never actually end up meeting anybody. So that's happened a whole bunch of times because I guess hip-hop people like to schedule, but they don't actually show up. So, but this is the first guy.
Well, what are you
going to
do that they can't do for themselves on GarageBand?
It's so true. It's really like I'm like, what do you want to do? And they're like a song, and I'm like, I mean, what do you? Is it just vocals? But anyway, but this guy,
you
Homage,
have wonderful microphones.
That's true. So that's what I do. That's the part that I help with. And then so Homage came in, and he's really amazing, and he's laid down a track, and he's coming in a few times.
Was he all yo, or was he like cool to you? I mean, like, you know, I mean, like the way you wanted him to be.
When he scheduled, because...
Did he conform to your ideals?
Yes, did he conform to what you wanted?
Your way of speech, the king's speech?
Because every other hip-hop person that has ever scheduled with me has always flaked. When he called, I was like, oh, here we go again. Another fucking hip-hop dude that's not going to show up. Then he showed up, and not only did he show up, he fucking kicked ass. He was so amazing. So yeah.
Cool.
I really enjoy it. And so he's coming back for a few more songs, too.
Do you think we could get him on the show?
Ooh, that would be
I love
awesome.
When we have
hip-hop I didn't even
on the
think
show.
Of that. And it's a hella easy setup, too. And his backing tracks are amazing. No, yeah, he's really cool. So
cool.
So, yeah, and I would like to, yeah, I never met any of the people. I don't know what they, yeah. They just call and schedule and then don't show up.
That's a bummer.
Well, the secret life of being a recording producer.
Hey, speaking of hip-hop, I'm going to go see Wu-Tang on Saturday.
What?
Hell yeah.
What? Yeah, Wu-Tang, The Far Side, De La Soul, and
what?
Eric B. and Rakim.
What?
What's up, Chewbacca? Anyway, what? I had to brag about it because that's what I'm doing this weekend.
Pretty
exciting. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, leaving town again.
Living the life of Riley without children. Mm. That's the secret of going to rock shows. Don't have children.
Hi, so all the I don't have children. I get to go to all of them.
Yeah, and yes. Spike is in them. And
yeah.
I won't be at practice Saturday is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, cool, because I can't find a babysitter.
All right, good. I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, worked out for us.
I've got a couple of things, and then I want Spike to play two more songs. Are we ready to close it
out? Yeah.
Do you ladies have anything else you'd want to add about the show?
Well.
Put you on the spot? Would you want to, like...
I just think that the Reno community has been... growing and becoming really awesome. I think the show can fit right into that. I think being here and meeting you fine people is a good example. Like, you know, bridging all kinds of art together, live theater, keeping it alive.
all that good stuff.
Stepping back on the stage for the first time in many years as an actor, what is your favorite part about doing this show?
Oh, well,
what's really just like, you wake up thinking about it in the morning?
Well, besides the nerves of playing a narrator, which I thought, you know, I actually...
You have a lot of stage time.
I have a lot of stage time. I don't get to leave the stage very much. But no, I look forward to the music. You know, I'm a musician first, and I've been on stage more recently musically. And so I think for me, it's bridging the two together, making sure that I can do justice to this real human. I don't think I've ever played a character who's alive still and real. And so I think, you know, you always just want to do justice to that person and their story. I think it's really great.
Is there a live band in the show?
There is a live band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's also nice.
I love that.
Yeah. I think Art Town's so cool. I just love that any day of the week you can find something great.
I like the good luck's been doing live music with the theatrical performances, because from myself and my own theater background, that's even beyond musical theater, but that's the origins of theater. Some guy with a piano and, you know, ding, 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 plunking out songs while some guy tells jokes at the vaudeville, you know, like that's that kind of live, immediate interaction.
So I think the origins of theater may have actually been in Greece.
No, I'm talking about the modern dramatical experience.
Oh. Well, and I think GLM's done live music ever since they did Audition December of, 2017?
Back 2 years ago?
Yeah, so Silence, there was canned music. Then
that was
Audition
music.
Was live, and then Generation We was live.
That's right.
Mass Creation played. And then
Hedwig was live.
Hedwig was live. Young Frankenstein was live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a good addition to the theater scene, I think.
And then, it just, like Mal said, it just helps bridge more communities. So we've got players in the band who are still students at UNR. We have people who have been playing for decades, and it's just really cool to get a bunch of new people into the theater and to, bridge music and theater that way.
Yeah, grow the family.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Theater is all things into one. All styles into one.
It is.
The theater scene in Reno is great. I mean, if you like live plays, you can come here and stay a couple weeks and go see quite a few. You know?
They should put that on thisisreno.com. If you like live plays, you can come here. It's
okay to come here. It's okay.
Yeah, I want the quote.
Nick R. Citizen.
Yeah, Renoite.
No, I mean, and Reno's starting to be, hopefully going to become in a place where an actor, too, can make a living, maybe even acting.
It was,
that'd be really cool for the future.
Sweet. It was pretty neat getting paid for Hedwig, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I never got paid for any plays.
Yeah.
That was cool. Oh, yeah.
That has been, a new trend in the whole Reno theater scene.
Yeah.
Well, we're a bigger city than we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, it's such a downside that the property values are going up and that all these people, and we're always talking about the downside of it, but the upside of it is that there's more audience.
True.
People who are willing to spend money coming to see our silly shows.
Because before it was just 1,000 bands waiting for their turn to play, watching the other bands. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why you book so many bands.
Oh, and all the actors waiting for the one or two auditions and all auditioning for all of the same roles.
Yeah, there's like so much going on just in our town right now. I don't know if I'll get to see it all because we'll be doing our own thing.
Exactly. Yeah, so
it's a good problem.
It's impossible to see it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good problem.
Yeah, it is a good problem.
All right. Well,
life moves pretty fast. if you blink, you might miss it.
Can we just stop this now and have a song from Spike?
No, I'm gonna Ferris Bueller out the end of this.
Like, you are?
Yeah, totally.
Well, before we do that,
I'm Abe Froman.
Let me tell you about a couple of things. We've got our good friends at Basha. They were just on the show. They've got their tour kickoff party at Picnic, 9 p.m. this Thursday. Also at Great Basin in Sparks is Outlaw Kindred. So that's Josiah Knight and Olaf doing sets for 3 hours out there every Thursday through the next month. This Saturday, Hellbound Glory plays with one of my very favorite artists of all time, Corey Brannon, at the Virginia Street Brew House. So definitely catch that. Tickets are only $12. Do not miss that show. It's going to be pretty badass. And then Corey's also playing in Grey Eagle. oddly enough, the next day, so I'm going to go to that. So if you want to go see a free, awesome show in the woods and, like, party with rock stars,
Gray Eagles in the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gray Eagle, yeah, the camping place.
It's like
beautiful.
A campfire.
It's a lake.
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally beautiful. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. I think those are probably your best bets. Do you have anything else this weekend that you
want to
talk about, Spike? Any shows?
Not this weekend.
No, not this weekend.
And don't forget, the Grimtones are playing at Taste of Chicago
on
June 22nd, this Saturday.
That's right. Okay,
very cool.
Well,
I would also like to plug the Debaucherino that will be coming 4th. July 3rd
July.
And 4th.
Yep.
If you can't make it up to Valhalla, go see the Dickies at the Sands.
Valhalla's not until August.
No, it's not until August, yeah.
But my album release is July 4th.
I thought you said it was the 4th of July. Oh,
that's the album release.
Oh, see,
there's a lot of information.
I tied the two things together. I thought that's where your album release is. Okay. Go to Spike's album release July 4th. You can also go see the Dickies at the Sands with the Spitz and a whole bunch of
Debaucherino's gonna Debaucherino. Be awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Slovenly Records, for putting it on again.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Pete.
Some of the best rock and roll garage dance music you'll ever hear.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. And Eddie in the subtitles will be at that as well.
Fuck yeah.
And all this will be linked, so.
And, I don't know if we'll have merch by then, but if not, you can get some medium shirts or small shirts or posters. That's all that's left. We sold like so much shit. It was awesome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater, Dick Chewbacca, all of the... Do we even have interns anymore?
We don't have any interns anymore.
For all of the dead interns and our guests this week, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying... Life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Somewhere between a snowball and an avalanche, it's all downhill from here. Picking up momentum, but I ain't got much direction. I'm just hoping I land in the clear. Simple force of nature, purely don't know how to wave a note. There ain't no shifting gears. Can't describe just how I feel. It's like I'm drunk behind the wheel. I guess I'll have a beer. Oh, I know we all got the wrong way to go. Someday get too fast. Some that take it too slow, but as for me, I take the back roads home. Nickel down a wishing well, don't mean there's a chance in hell of any prayer coming true. So counting my blessings while they're cursing my name. I don't suppose there's much else I could do. About as far as I can tell, it's just the way the hammer fell in this gauntlet we're through. And what happened to me might not necessarily be exactly what happens to you. And ooh, I know we all got the wrong way to go. Someday get too fast. Some that take it too slow, but as for me, I take the back roads home. The wreckage of the past helps to mask my tracks, but it ain't too much good looking back. I can't add up or relate a formula to equate a fraction of half the aftermath. No, I know we all got a wrong way to go. Some take it too fast, some to take it too slow. But as for me, well, I know we all got a wrong way to go. Some take it too fast, some to take it too slow. But as for me, I take the back roads home.
Is this the cocksucker residence?
It's Dogwater Studios.
God damn you, stop calling here.
There's nothing wrong with being a little swishy.